Hello, everyone. Come on in. Happy Saturday. How's it going? Let me know in the chat that you can hear me. I am Coach Betsy. So happy to be here with you all this morning. Hello, Miss Valerie and Sandra. Did y'all see my Facebook Live this morning? I'm so excited to kind of teach something a little different, a little new that I came up with. Because here's what we're doing, y'all. We're going to stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. So let's do this. Let's do this. All right. Well, I am Coach Betsy. Since we have a lot of new members coming in. Oh, yeah. Well, I cuss all the time. I'm no Kathy Hartman. Okay. I love it. It's so funny when y'all like freak out when I cuss. It's like, no, I'm a cusser. No, I'm no Corinne, but I'm also no Kathy Hartman. I always say I'm somewhere in between, somewhere in between. But that's the name of this call, so I've got to say it, right? No, if Kathy was doing it, she'd say effing around. But all right, Debbie wants to stop sabotaging. That's what we're doing, y'all. That's what we're doing. I got my little diagram, and we're gonna figure this out today, or we're gonna try to, right? We're gonna just maybe open up some awareness for us because we really want, I want all of you all to kind of think about. Thank you, Cindy. Cindy says I'm perfectly me. I am. I love me. And I love who I am. So, all right, Shelly's ready to move along. We're ready to jump out of this cycle, right? We're ready to get out of this cycle. But first, we got to understand what's happening. Okay. So this is what we're going to do today. I'm going to do a little bit of teaching with this little fancy little diagram I got here. And it's not really fancy, y'all. It's very simple, really. But we're going to do a little teaching. And then please let me know if you have any questions in the Q&A box. And also, this is an open coaching call. So I would love, love, love to coach some of you all on kind of what I teach. If some of you all have been fucking around with the same few pounds and just been kind of, maintaining for a while. And tip number one of the call is stop saying I am, succeeding at maintenance. Stop saying, like, I'm a rock star at maintenance. Because that sends a message to your brain when you write that or say that. Your brain's like, oh, well, she wants to stay at maintenance. So let's just, keep her here. Let's keep her here, right? I know you're just telling me the news and telling me kind of what's been going on, but y'all, we have to talk and write as if, we want to talk about who we want to be, right? I'm becoming someone who is losing weight again. I am becoming someone who is getting out of the cycle and is figuring this out for the last time. Okay. That's how I want you all talking and writing because that sends a message to your brain that, oh, we want to do something different here. We're becoming a new person. So that's number one. Okay. Yes. All these calls are recorded. We record everything here at OBS pretty much. So all of the calls are recorded and then the replays will be up on the website and on the private member podcast in a couple of days. I think this call will probably be up on Tuesday because I think it's still Tuesdays and Thursdays or Fridays that we release the calls. So it's all going to be here. So, all right, y'all. If you have specific questions that you want me to answer, let me know in the Q&A box, okay? Because that's where it will really kind of get my attention over there. So we're gonna talk about this, answer questions, and then this is an open coaching call. And so please raise your hand for coaching. And again, I'd love to talk to some of you all about how to stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds or just how to stop fucking around with maintaining your weight, and let's figure this out. Okay, so here we go. All right, pull this a little bit further. So this is, there we go. This is what's happening, right? If you're fucking around with the same 5 pounds, 3 pounds, 10 pounds, however many, if you're really not making progress and kind of a downward trend down the scale. And now, when I say downward trend, this is another thing I want to remind you all of. Our bodies, most of our bodies are not made to lose weight every single week. Okay. There are so many factors that come into play with our weight. Y'all, I have to keep an eye on the chat. Joanne, all I did on the Facebook Live was I just told y'all about this call that was coming up. It was literally about 2 minutes. So you didn't miss anything. Okay. You're here. Just listen to what I'm saying right now. Okay. And then I totally lost my train of thought. Y'all, I'm keeping it real today. So when we maintain our weight, again, 5 pounds, okay, weight. Our weight is not meant to go down, just down, 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 down as we're losing weight, y'all. The number on the scale is a result of many, many factors, not just what we put in our mouth. But it is part of the factor is what we put in our mouth probably for the last at least 2 weeks. Okay. So let's stop kind of, explaining our weight based on just what we ate yesterday. That is not how your body works. Okay. It is a, it is a, what's the word that we, the term that we use for, it is a lagging indicator, our weight. Okay, we have to give our weight time to kind of respond to what we've been doing, but it's lagging. It's lagging at about 2 weeks. Okay, so your weight, part of what explains your weight is probably what you've been eating and the choices you've been making with food for about the last 2 weeks. But then we also have to factor in hormones, how much sleep you're getting, poop, and how often you're pooping, how much water you're getting or not getting. And probably, I mean, whether you've been sick or not, because that can influence your weight. Okay. So what weight loss looks like a lot of times is a downward trend over a longer period of time than y'all want it to be. And a lot of times it is up, down, up, down, up, down, but it is a downward trend. Okay. I'll even kind of draw that on here. Like, okay. And I know a lot of y'all use the Happy Scale app. It's a free app that we use to track our weight. And you can see your weight in a graph form. And for a lot of people, this is, for most people, this is what it looks like. Okay. So all these little things are like when your weight goes up and down and up and down and up and down, y'all have got to get okay with your weight going up and down as you lose weight. Very few people get to just lose weight every week, where it looks like this. Nope. That's just not how the human body works. Okay. And I think that's part of what's going on a lot of times. Because now I want to kind of explain this cycle, right? Let's say you're going along, you've had a week where you've been practicing your happy scale, Janice, happy scale. You're going along and you lose weight. Let's say you weighed in yesterday. How many of y'all give me a heart or a thumbs up if you weighed in yesterday, because a lot of people weigh in on Fridays. Did you lose weight this week? When did you lose weight? Okay, we got some thumbs up, we got some hearts. Okay. I'm just talking to the folks who lost weight this week, and then I'll talk to y'all who gained or stayed the same. Let's say you lost weight, right? This is the cycle that we get into. You lost weight. And then what we're going to talk today is about red arrow thinking. That's a term I just made up in the shower this morning. When you lose weight, let's say you lost weight yesterday, what do you make it mean about you? And I want y'all to let me know in the chat. Let's say, those of y'all who lost weight yesterday, what are you telling yourself? What is this red arrow, right? Like, kind of between here and getting into this cycle again. What are you telling yourself if you lost weight yesterday? I want y'all to let me know in the chat because this is the key. Janice says it's working. Ooh, this is good. Like Janice, you're probably good to go, right? It's working. I just need to keep doing what I'm doing. I need to just keep going. My efforts are starting to show on the scale, so I want to keep doing those efforts, right? But then Martina says, now I really have to pay attention to not fuck it up again. This is how we get into fucking around with the same 5 pounds. Are we putting, are we celebrating here like some of y'all are? And reminding yourself of actions that are working for you? Or is this where we put the pressure on? Well, I lost weight and I want to lose weight every single week. So I better not fuck up again. So here comes the pressure. Y'all really have to look at what this red arrow thinking is when you lose weight, because that is either going to result in you continuing to lose weight, over time, or just continue to keep going, or you're going to start putting so much pressure on yourself because you think you have to lose weight every week that you're going to burn yourself out. And here comes the gain. Okay. So let me see what else y'all have to say here. Good job. Keep going. That's going to keep you out of this lose weight, gain weight cycle, Shelly. I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing things. I love these thoughts. I'm actually doing this. Oh, and Andrea, here's one that's, even when we lose weight, right? Are we judging? She said, lost weight back where I was a month ago, wasted that month. That is a recipe to start gaining again, Andrea. You've got to turn the story around about losing weight. Okay? Do y'all see how we get into the cycle? By what we tell ourselves when we lose weight. Are we celebrating? Are we reminding ourselves of the actions that got us there? That's how we're going to keep losing. But if we start putting pressure on, if we start judging ourselves, if we start getting scared, it's not going to keep continuing. If we start doubting ourselves, this is all the recipe for the cycle continuing, right? We start to gain, we start to freak ourselves out. I lost weight this week, but like, I got to keep it going. Like, what if I gain next week, right? And then we just manifest that. Okay. So we've got to celebrate the heck out of it. But we've also just got to say, okay, I'm going to keep going no matter what. No matter what. Because this is the reality, y'all. Up, down, up, down, up, down with a downward trend. How am I going to keep going, whether I lose or gain? Okay. So let's see what y'all say in the chat. Stick with what you're doing, slow and steady. There's some great thoughts in here for y'all to borrow, you know, or steal from each other. Beth says, my thoughts are not about me, it's data. I was up last week and down this week. My graph is up and down all the time, so I'm making the effort to look at the overall downward trend. Amazing thought that many of you all can borrow. Darlene said, I was happy but shocked because I just flew across the country. Okay, be careful, Darlene. All right, with that shocked. Because that can turn into some doubt if we're not careful. All right. So let's just say, okay, I lost some weight this week. I traveled. You know, let's just celebrate this and keep moving forward. Okay. Because we don't want some doubt to creep in. Ooh, Nadira, this is a good one. I've been so good. Now I can ease up because I lost weight. That reminds me of the old, good old Weight Watchers days when I went to the Weight Watchers meeting Fridays at noon. And if I lost, I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't known a whole nother week before I have to weigh in again. Let's go out to lunch. Let's celebrate. So here's the thing, y'all. Celebrating, we can celebrate, you know, and say, okay, we're just going to keep going. Or we could celebrate and say, I can take my foot off the gas for a couple of days. What kind of celebrating are you doing when you lose weight? Ask yourself that. Okay. So watch for that easing up. I'll write that down. Because that's a kind of different celebrating, right? Celebrating so I can ease up. It's not going to work for us, y'all. That's going to keep us in the cycle. All right, let's see. Debbie says, I'm in maintenance for 2 weeks and emotionally eating like I haven't for a long time. I think it's years of dieting. Yes. Like, really dig into that, Debbie. What's going on? What's going on that's leading you to emotionally eat? Dig into that course we've got this month, y'all. This course is a game changer for so many of you all. What emotions are going on that you are trying to cope with food? Okay. Geraldine, I love losing weight. There's so much to learn here. I love it. That's like curious. What else can I learn? What else can I level up? All right. Mary says, I was frustrated thinking I wasn't losing very much. I weigh every day until I zoomed out of my chart and happy scale and realized I really was losing. Oh my gosh, such a good point, Mary. Some of y'all are not even looking at your data, your weigh-in data. You're only focused on like the last week or two. So some of you all need to dig out that happy scale app and look at the truth. Because you might actually see this downward trend. And you're really only focused on, you know, this. Tell yourselves the truth. Is this really working in the normal, natural human way that it does, which is natural fluctuations with a downward trend? Some of y'all are afraid to look at the long-term data because you're afraid you're gonna not be succeeding and then you're gonna judge yourself. But what I always recommend is let's start with the truth. Let's start with the facts. Because otherwise, your brain is just making a big old painful story up. Okay. So if you've got some data to look at, This is a great reminder, Mary. All right. So now we're going to go over to the other red arrow that we want to look at. Because some of you all, like maybe want to look at over here in terms of what do you make it mean when you gain weight? Because we always just kind of want to look at these thoughts too. Okay? Because you may end up losing weight after you gain, but if you keep staying in the cycle, it's not going to help you. So, what do you make it mean when you gain weight? I blew it again. Blew it. We're going to say. Failed. Never going to get there. And I want some helpful thoughts too. Because here's the thing, y'all. See all these little, upward things? Those are gains. We got to have some thoughts ready for when we naturally, normally, humanly gain weight. Especially for those of you all who are weighing more than once a week. Okay? When I have a gain, let's see. I want some helpful thoughts here. I'm not seeing any yet. Let's see. I think I saw one. Okay. Shelly said, when I have a gain, I say that tracks, which basically means, okay, I think I know why this is going on. You went into curiosity, right, Shelly? You, Robin, it's like, dang, disappointed. Y'all, it's okay to feel disappointed when you gain weight. Okay, it's not like you got to feel happy, but we want to eventually get to some curiosity. You said, Robin, this is so good, Robin. You felt disappointed, but then you went to some facts in your life. You were like, oh, I know I overate a few times this week. I can see it in my data. That's how important keeping our data is, y'all. And then you got curious. Let's look at that. Let's see what was going on here. Let me review my discovery worksheets. Let me do a discovery worksheet for my overeats last week if I haven't yet. That's how we get out of this cycle and start losing more consistently and with this downward trend is we get curious and we see what's going on. Okay? Lisa said, was it water or hormones? Like checking in with yourself, right? Like, did I have my period this week or is this the week before my period or whatever? I know, a lot of us know what our body does. Always a good tip to check in on your water consumption because y'all, that is definitely a contributing factor to losing or gaining. Audrey says, I'm not going to beat myself up like when she gains. Keep swimming. Keep going. Keep going. It's part of the process. Tammy said, that doesn't surprise me based on what's happening. This gain, right? We want to get to where the gains don't surprise us, y'all. Because, and if we are keeping really good data, with our plans and assessments and discovery worksheets, gains don't surprise us most of the time. Okay? It's part of the process. This is working. when we do have these little gains, we could tell ourselves this is working because losing and gaining is actually part of the process. Yes, Shelly said when she says that tracks, it's all about the data. She knows exactly what she did or didn't do. There's no mystery when you have all the data to look back at. That makes sense. There's more to learn. I love that thought, Annette. There's more to learn. That is part of curiosity. I wonder what I can learn from my planner. Let's look at my data. Becoming the scientist. I'll even put scientist up here. Scientist and data. Right? Let me dig into that data. I always say, let me mine it for gold. I love myself no matter what the scale says. This one feels hard, but it's also like, duh. Okay, well, keep practicing it, Geraldine. It's normal that it's hard because we live in a world that, tells us we're supposed to weigh a certain amount. So that tracks because that is real, right? Gravity is strong today. Paula, yes, I love it. What's one thing I can do a little better this week? A little different this week. That's part of that curious. That's part of that scientist. Just keep going and look at my data. Yeah. Are there any overeats to get curious about here? Even if I gain, I say I'm not giving up. This is a way of life for me. I think that's a really good point, Annette. This is when we really got to zoom out here and look at the big picture. Because a lot of times we're zooming in too much on just what my weight is today or this week. And are we in it for the long haul? You're right, y'all. Are you in it? Are you in it to win it? Long term. Are you in for all of this? Are you in? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves and answer ourselves sometimes every single day. Am I in for the ups and the downs so that I can get to where I want to go? Okay. Nadira says, this is such a good coachy question. How might this be happening for me? Right when we gain weight, what am I meant to learn? So good. Let's see. Geraldine's talking about positive beliefs about believing this will work because I suspect that fundamentally I don't believe either in myself or that it's doable. My action is not planning or reviewing plans. Okay. Yes. So you really do want to get curious again and be the scientist where it's like, when I gain weight, do I make it mean that this isn't working for me? And that's your next journaling prompt, right? Where it's like, why do I think it's not working for me when I gain weight? Like 1 week, right? And what does my data really tell me? Okay. Yes. Am I in? Am I in, y'all? Okay, that's what I got for you today. So, again, we've been talking about kind of review it real quick, and then we'll get to Rebecca. She's got her hand raised. And, y'all, anybody else who has questions, wants some coaching? Bucking around with the same 5 pounds. Lose, gain, lose, gain. Well, we know that there is a normal, natural lose, gain. But what we want to have, right, is this downward trend. But if we're not having this downward trend, right, if it looks more like this, we need to look at what we're making it mean when we lose weight and or when we gain weight. What are your red arrow thoughts? Are they leading you to keep going and keep getting curious and keep leveling up? Or are they leading you to put pressure on yourself, doubt yourself, think that you blew it or failed it when you gain? Y'all, we've got to start talking to ourselves or keep talking to ourselves so that we keep going no matter what. Okay. And normalizing the ups and downs of weight loss. Okay. Because we're not machines. Our bodies are not machines. They're not computers. We're not robots. Okay. We have very complex bodies, and we have to practice some patience and let our bodies, a lot of us have put a lot, our bodies through a lot in our lives with trying to lose weight, with cutting out whole food groups, with under eating. Y'all, I've done it too. And I just like, sometimes I'm just like, I love you, body. I know you've been through a lot. And we're going to do it differently now. I'm going to give you some time to really just get used to whatever we're doing right now. I love you so much that I'm going to give you some time. Okay? Because that's another thing, y'all, is we get in a hurry. When we lose weight, we're like, I got to keep this going. I mean, pressure, right? But it's like, and we need to do it fast. And that's what we were taught with all these bullshit diets we were on. Quick fixes. It's just not the reality. Wasn't my reality when I lost my weight. Took me about probably a year and a half. But then I've had some ups and downs. I've had some regains. And I just keep going. All right, y'all. Oh, I'm so glad this is helpful for you, Annette. All right, Rebecca, let's see what you've got. And then I've got a couple of questions in the Q&A too. Audrey, you'll be up next. Yeah, get curious, check your sodium intake, Janice. Yeah. I mean, see, all your data of what you've eaten, have I had a little bit more salt this week? Have I had a little bit not enough water this week? All of that could explain things. All right. Okay, Rebecca declined. All right. So Audrey, let's see what you've got. All right, Jen, that's a good question. I'm gonna answer that for you. Well, Audrey is coming on, I do believe. Okay, here comes Audrey. All right. And then I'll get to Jen's question. Y'all raise your hand. There you are. Hello. Hey,
Hey,
good to see ya.
see you too.
Yes.
This is perfect. I've been doing coaching for private coaching for 4 months now. About to finish up a month and take a little financial break. And so Lisa's working really hard with me on the thoughts. Because if I had to draw, I can't call it, well, I might could call it my Renzo app and show you, but my trajectory went like this, and then it did a lot of this, and now it's here. Now I lost 40 pounds before I joined No BS, and so No BS, I've been playing around with the same 10 for 2 years. I will say my trajectory for the emotional weight I've lost is most definitely gone down. So I don't feel like I've wasted my time or wasted my money or anything like that. I mean, it's cheaper than therapy. I guess my question is based on, and I drew all that. That's perfect. I'm a visual learner. That helps so much.
Me too. Love it.
So I guess my question is, when it's the same every week, I was trying to switch to a better camera and I missed what you said. If you're staying the same, I'm just going back to data. I'm kind of asking the same questions in the celebrating side that I would if I had lost. Okay. So I'm just basically gonna, do I need to journal those questions so it can really sink in?
Yeah, I'm always going to answer yes to that question,
Right.
because
I really feel like there's a missing connecting to the neuron somewhere. Because, and I'm not gonna say I'm doing all the things. I mean, sometimes I agree. The other day I binged on donuts. Don't ask me why. I have no earthly idea why. Tried to figure it out, couldn't even discover. I was like, I wanted donuts. Like that. I couldn't even get past that. My question, it just feels like the neurons that need to connect, there's a missing link somewhere. I'm drinking 64 to 90 ounces of water. I've dropped my diet soda down from 90 ounces to 36 ounces a day. I'm trying to be consistent. I'm becoming a person who is being consistent and eating half.
I
And
love
Lisa's got me taking pit. Go ahead, because the pretty plate helps. Small pretty plate helps me. So she's got me making two small pretty plates and leaving one in the kitchen. And trying after I finish the first one to take a 30-minute break and see, do I really need the second one or is that tomorrow's lunch?
And what are you finding with that practice?
I am finding that, well, right now my brain is arguing with my stomach over, are you hungry? Did you really have enough? It's an arguing game. So I have decided to let it argue for now and see if, I mean, I'm not going to starve. I'm not going to fall over and starve. I'm not doing like a shake, starve myself. But I do feel like if it really is enough, after a few days, my stomach and my head will quit arguing.
Well, they'll maybe kind of quiet down a little bit if you kind of, normalize all of that arguing, right? Instead of resisting it, instead of thinking it needs to shut up and be quiet.
It can get some fuel and energy from my hips or my stomach or
Well, there we
whatever.
go. There we go.
I
There we
know I'm not in health danger, but my brain is like, that really wasn't much food. That really wasn't much. And Lisa said, I may find before it's over with that not only am I cutting it at half, but I really only need a third.
And just something, that's really not that much food, right? It's like what your response could be to that is it enough for me?
Okay, but is it enough?
But
Okay.
is it enough for me? Bring it back to you and what you need for fuel.
And I don't want to maintain. Like, obviously, it's enough to maintain. So,
Yeah, so it's like it's too much for you to lose weight.
correct.
Yeah,
Which
yeah.
seems like good grief. Am I going to eat it all?
Well, and maybe that's a journal problem where it's like, okay, I am like, my brain just keeps going to like, am I gonna eat at all anymore? And maybe we need to just have a conversation with our brain about that, where it's like, yes, brain. We are absolutely going to get to keep eating. I mean, I'm serious. Sometimes we need to have these conversations because those are the kinds of things, if we just leave them out there in our brain, like these fears, we just kind of leave them hanging out there, can come back and it's, that is a fear that
So
needs to
address it head
be.
on, like
Yes.
almost like warfare.
Well, no, not warfare. Like, I want you to think about that. Are we gonna, gonna get to eat? I mean, like,
So
I
like
want
a
you to think
ping pong
yes.
debate instead of an argument with,
Yes.
okay.
But also, you could even get softer than that. And this is a little Audrey. This is a little, inner, yes, this, yes, sweet little Audrey. What would you tell her? She's like, are we gonna get to eat today? Are we gonna get to eat, some food today? What would you tell her?
Okay. When you said, I don't remember what call you did recently, and you said you put your picture of little Betsy,
Yeah, here she is.
I printed about five little Audrey pictures.
Oh, can you see? Oh, I
Yes.
never know which way to do it. There, okay, there's little
So cute.
Betsy in her rubber boots. Yes,
Yeah, I
right
printed
here on
about
my desk.
five or six. so that I could do that. Because I know what's going to happen is she's just going to become a fixture on the table and it's not going to be new anymore.
Okay.
So I planned 4 or 5, but.
But I want you to answer right now. What, or just, you know, off the topic, what would you tell her if she's like, I'm like, are we going to get to eat?
Yes, we're okay.
We're okay.
Yes, we're going to eat when we're hungry. Mm-hmm. But right now, we've had enough.
Okay. And we're okay, right? Short, you know, the shorter the better, right? For these little scared parts of us inside, right?
We're so gonna okay. Address the fear as maybe inner child.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Because that is a scared part of you. And this is for all of you all. That is a scared part of you that needs some reassurance from you. That is a, you know, that is part
of. And I'm not going to discover some wild, crazy thing that happened to me that I forgot. It's just I need to talk to that person.
Is that what you're.
That was a question.
Hmm?
Was that your. Yes, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of going inner child. I'm going to discover some deep, dark family secret I never knew and repressed.
I love that you said that, right? Because you are not the only one that has these same fears. And so, I mean, I can't tell you absolutely no, but probably not.
Right.
Probably not.
Probably not with the thousands of dollars I've spent on therapy. I've already found that. It's just, I think the fear is I'm going to have to do some hard work to fix some stuff. I'm going to have to do some hard work to fix some stuff, but I don't know what that work is.
Probably just saying no to yourself.
Okay.
A little bit more often than you do now.
Okay.
But that's it. That's it.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is going to be hard, but I just really, really appreciate your honesty, because you are not the only one. You're getting some good support in the chat. And I just appreciate you're speaking the words of a lot of our members. And we need to talk about this. You know, if you're scared to, you know, to check in on that little girl, then we need to talk about why, right?
All the more reason to check in on her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But yes, it is going to be hard or uncomfortable a little bit to say no to ourselves.
So when you regained, you've said you've lost it twice, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you regained, did you find it was the mental?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, literally also, this is for those of y'all that don't know, I've lost weight twice with no BS. I have been a member since 2003, 2004. I mean, you know, 20 years. And so the first time I lost it, Corinne hadn't even, you know, didn't even know about all this thought work and coaching and all that. We were counting calories. I was running my little tail off and then I went through a big breakup, like a divorce. Mm. And okay, I had no tools to, you know, to deal with that.
Okay.
And so then in 2015, I lost my weight for the last time with all the tools of,
okay,
you know, my
thing. So maybe I'm just learning to open the toolbox.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's okay. It's okay that it took 2 years to get the rust off to get it to open from the hinge.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay. Just love you. All right. See ya. Bye. All right. Oh, let's see. I gotta take you out of here. I forgot. All right. There we go. All right. Let me answer these two questions and then we'll bring up Geraldine and that'll, so I think, let me check my calendar. Yep. I got another call at the top of the hour. So, all right. Jen says, gain equals I was bad, lost equals I was good. Giving myself some grace and practicing patience with myself is not my strong point. It's not most of ours, Jen. So you are in, you know, good company. This is something we're practicing. What is the best advice to address this thinking daily without throwing in the towel? So just, I mean, it's literally what I, you know, what I talked about at the beginning of the call. What if the gain doesn't mean you're bad, what do you want to practice making it mean? Okay. When you gain weight, I'm always big. Y'all, do you see how curious is on both of these sides? I would love for y'all to practice just getting curious when you gain and getting curious when you lose. And I think this is actually a lesson from the Conquering the Scale course that we have. There's a lesson in there where they talk about, like, where Corinne talks about, we want to kind of temper things when we weigh ourselves. Like, we don't want to get too excited when we lose, because that means, our brain wants to match that excitement with the, kind of opposite reaction when we gain. Why don't we work on kind of bringing our reactions to either losing or gaining more towards the middle and just get curious, right? Curious is like lives here in the middle. When we lose, okay, we can absolutely celebrate it. We can give ourselves, a go you. We also want to, the thing that we want to do the most is get curious and say, okay, what is working for me? What do I want to keep doing that's working for me? Then when we gain, we can also get curious and say, like, what isn't working for me? What do I really need to just get back to that I know does work? Y'all, curiosity is the answer to all of this. Okay. So, Jen, I want you to do some journaling and think about, okay, if I was coming from a curious place, what would I make a gain mean? And what would I make a loss mean? Okay. All right, Geraldine. Let's see what you got. Yeah, we want to match those reactions, or kind of bring those reactions to more towards the middle. Hello, hey there.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hiding in the attic for privacy.
Oh, I love it. You're
I
making it work for yourself,
do what you gotta do.
Yes.
Okay, this was great. Audrey's was great, especially about the scared of finding things in the closet. Like, I'm terrified there's a purple monster in the closet
Okay.
and not go looking.
Okay. Yeah.
So a couple things, if I can just dump them out. So I've been I'm there's like an open door, so whisper. I've been tracking my weight on Lose It for 14 years. I just looked. So, like, I can track that number. But the thing that I notice that I'm not doing, like, the inaction in my action line is not journaling, not planning my food, not reviewing what I ate, and then showing up with my surprise face when the number appears, whatever, on the scale. I'm like, oh, I don't understand how that could happen.
It's so confusing, right?
I'm just like,
We, yeah.
that's raw. Like, how can that be? I did everything right, but like, I'm obviously not planning, like eating to my plan or tracking, like reviewing. And this other piece that I have is like, I have an engineering degree. Sorry for whispering this. Like, this is so obnoxious. I have an engineering degree from an Ivy League university, and I can't, like, I can be a scientist, and I cannot manage somehow to like be scientific about this. And I'm
Well,
obviously feeling pissed off about that fact.
let's stop, like calling ourselves names, right? And like, let's once again kind of get let's get be a scientist about why you're not a sci why you aren't a scientist over here, right? Where
Like,
it's
I'm totally
like,
using it against myself. I can feel it.
yes, you're using it to judge yourself and beat yourself down. And like, let's kind of stop and say, okay, so how does this make sense? Is there something about being a scientist in this part of my life that feels unsafe, or that feels scary, or that feels hard?
Just feel like, well, my thought is I should be able to do it, and I can't do it.
So we know why. Right? It's
Why?
painful for you to look at this data, right? It's, I mean, because you make it mean, all these things.
I make it mean failure,
Yes.
and then I
And
just
y'all,
use it more.
we are rock stars at protecting ourselves, or trying to protect ourselves from these emotions. But here you are feeling them anyway.
Yes, totally.
And you're still alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is where it's like, okay, I know what's going on. I'm trying to protect myself. I'm actually loving myself in a way because I just think it's dangerous for me to feel these things. But I just don't think that's working for me anymore. I think I want to do something different here because I really don't think what I think I'm doing is what I'm really doing.
It actually doesn't work, turns out.
Yeah.
I have all the data to prove it.
Good to know, right? So you are
Yeah.
a scientist over here already.
Yeah.
And so this is where it's like we kind of have to have this moment with ourselves. It's like, okay, I know that, or I really think I'm trying to kind of protect myself from something here. But is that really true? Am I really protecting myself? Am I really not feeling these things I'm so afraid of feeling? No, we're still feeling them. You're feeling them right now. It's like we're even feeling them more intensely because we're resisting them while we're feeling them. So we're just amping it up.
Wait, say that part. I don't follow. I'm not tracking that.
Okay, so you think you're protecting yourself from like the feeling of failure,
Right.
but what you're actually doing is resisting the feeling of failure, which we
Right.
always say what we resist persists.
Yep.
So it's like the failure is, and this is sometimes we call it like dirty pain versus clean pain. Like we're feeling the dirty pain, which is like it's like, we add in all this resistance to it at the same time. And so it feels even dirtier than just if we were just,
Yeah.
okay, I'm just going to sit here and have a good cry and feel like a failure, right? That would be the cleaner type of feeling.
Right.
And so, yeah, so it's just intensified and
Yes.
lasting longer because we're resisting
Yep.
it.
Yeah, the self-castigation after is worse than the initial shit.
Okay. That's
Right?
a
Like the
fancy
failure
word.
feeling like,
You know what that word
143,
means?
shit. What,
Okay.
self-castigation?
Yes, I don't know what that
Oh,
word means.
like punishing myself.
I knew she'd say, okay,
Yeah.
gotcha.
Yeah. So like the
So,
initial like way like scale 143, ah shit. But then after that follows the punishment of like all the you should have and you shouldn't have and you should have known better and how why do you suck so bad? Like that pain is worse than the initial pain, which
okay.
like by a mile.
Okay. Please write about that.
Okay.
Like, and really, really keep reminding yourself of this because this is the thing. You're telling yourself, you're lying to yourself, right? That, like, oh, this is better than this. But it's just not true, right? The actual, like, seeing your data, being with the truth of, whatever it is actually easier than what you're experiencing now.
Right. It would be easier for me to just be with the truth than to continue the punishment.
Yes.
Way easier. And it would be more effective.
Right. It actually gets you to where you want to go.
It gets you where you want to go, which what I do have been doing doesn't get me where I want to go.
Right. But what does get you to, I
Okay.
mean, you know what, but also part of what getting to you to where you want to go, right, is, I mean, you're going to go back into that kind of scared place sometimes, right, as you're getting where you want to go. And so that is your opportunity, right, to nurture yourself, to talk to your inner, little Geraldine, right? To, it's all of these opportunities to create this safe place for you to reach your goals and go where you want to go. And it's like actually all good because you build this amazing, strong relationship with yourself. And then like the world is just opened up to you because I always say, all we're ever afraid of is how we will feel. Well,
Yeah, for sure.
if we can, really build this safe, nurturing place with ourselves, then we can feel anything and be okay. And so it's like, oh my gosh, the world is our oyster at that point, right? Now it takes practice and it never ends, in terms of just practicing and building more and more safety, but it's possible. It's possible. So.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. So you're good?
I'm good. I do have like a fast question, but I see the time. So if you need to let me go, you
Well,
can.
I think you're probably going to be the last person to get coached. So, and then because I've got one more question. So, Lisa, you jump on over to Ask Coaches. Okay. So, what have you got, real quick?
So it's just like in air quotes. So how do I actually do my plan and how do I actually journal? It's like a dumb question, but
Well,
it's right. The inaction is not doing it, and I want to move to doing it. So
okay.
I have a gap.
So the plan I suggest, or I mean, I'll just tell you, focus on the food part, right? Just what I ate, what I'm gonna eat, what I ate, did I stop at hunger and enough?
Okay.
Like keep it very simple. We don't have to do anything else for a while. Okay.
Okay.
And just collect that data for now. Okay.
Yeah.
For at least a month. Just started collecting that data. That is good enough. It's probably not going to feel good enough. Normalize that.
Yeah.
It is
Okay.
good enough. I know it's good enough. I've been doing this longer than most of y'all. Trust me if you don't trust yourself. Okay. And
Okay.
then journaling, I like to sometimes write a question up at the top, some sort of question. Maybe go back and listen to our coaching and then come up with a question where it's, I mean, or like, what is something that I'm, like think I'm protecting myself from, but I actually am not? Or, just something from our coaching that you could kind of write a question up at the top and then write about it.
Okay,
Does
got
that
it.
help?
It does. It helps a bunch. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for raising your hand. All right.
Always.
Okay. All right. See ya. All right. Let me do this last question, and I think that's all we'll have time for. What would you suggest for someone who has been here for a while and just can't get themselves back on track? Then the emotional eating kicks in because I more or less give up on me and my mental attitude about my path to do all the things or even just one thing. Okay. So here's one thing, Anonymous. Y'all, I don't care how long you've been here. It's just like, let's please stop using how long we've been here to create unnecessary suffering for ourselves. Y'all, some of us like have success right when we start. Some of us, it just takes a little bit longer. It doesn't mean we're dumb. It doesn't mean we're less than. It's just our journey. Okay. I mean, I was talking earlier about I've lost my weight twice. Even after the second time I've lost my weight, I've had some regains. Y'all, there is no perfect, path on this. So please, 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 like somehow figure out just how to like be okay with how long you've been here. Because here's the thing. Here's what I see, Anonymous. You have not quit. Do you realize how many people quit? And you're still here. Maybe that's all you need to say to yourself. But please stop using it against yourselves, everyone. Okay? Get off of your like, woe is me story about how long you've been here. I'm channeling my inner Corinne a little bit. Okay? Because that's why the emotional eating kicks in. And that's why you give up on yourself because you think you should have been doing it. You think it should have happened already. And that is such a painful story. It just hasn't happened yet. But it is happening. You're becoming. It just wasn't on the timeline you thought it was going to be on. And I'm sorry for that. But please let's stop fighting with the past and thinking that it was supposed to happen differently. Because it just didn't. And it doesn't mean you're broken. Okay? That's what I got for y'all. I gotta go. I gotta coach my next private client. But I love you all. Have an amazing Saturday. I really hope this was helpful for you. And I will see you all. Oh, don't forget tomorrow, y'all, MJ, 10 a.m. Central. Special interactive call with our new and improved Fuck It Foods worksheet. Okay. So definitely check her out tomorrow. All right, guys, take care. Bye-bye.